among members of the is an outstanding presentation from the state law advisor. You will recall on Friday we had a full agreement as to the clauses dealing with court. Yes. There was a proposal which I said they should capture on a single sheet. There was clause one that I said they needed to just do the necessary adjustments so that it flows, and there was deletion of two clauses. I did instruct them over the weekend to include that in the thick document subject to the committee going through it. So, because I thought it would save time, there was very little that was in dispute there.
No, what was that? Because I wanted.
No, the point. It was only understanding that it would save time rather than come and just go through them and instruct them to do that for the next day. So you will find the document in your big document, but it is all subject still to final approval. Perhaps we can finalize that process point. And you can perhaps just take us through the thin document or tell us what we have before us so that we can proceed with the rest of the work for the day.
For the regulation, so that the person must report possession such record in the prescribed manner to a member of the South African Police Service or the agency. Chairperson, and I continue. On page 4, there's a proposal by the DA, and then at the bottom of page 4, there's a further proposal by the IFC. Chairperson, then on page 5, if I may continue. That was the reporting requirements in respect of the declassified information. And the proposal that we've inserted is subclause 3 and subclause 4 in the classification review panel reporting requirements. The proposal then is the head of the organ of state must, in respect of the declassified information, in possession of that organ of state, prepare a report for submission to the classification review panel. Subclause 4, the classification review panel must be received of the report contemplated in subsection 3, prepare a report of all the declassified information for the financial year in question, and must include the report in its annual report referred to in subsection 1. Then across on page 6 is a proposal by the Honourable Member Dr. Amrissini to maybe provide for it declassified information may be accessed in the prescribed manner. Chairperson, if I may continue. On page 6, clause 47, is the disclosure of classified information. There's a proposal at the bottom of clause 6, of page 6, a proposal by the DA on first new clause 47. Going across on page 7, there's a proposal by the ISB in the middle of the page. That continues until, up until the top of page 8. And then there's a proposal by Honourable Member Swart. Honourable Member Swart made two proposals. The first one is more wider than the second one. The second one is a more narrow application of the prior proposal. That continues from page 8 up until page 9. Chairperson then reflected on page 9, the proposal on clause 48, new clause 48, is a proposal by the DA, bottom of clause 9, continuing on to page 10, and then there's a further proposal by the IFP, also captured on page 10.
The original 18 is now numbered 16. It's on page 44 of the thick document. So 16, new 16, stole the original 18. So the proposals are captured on page 3 onwards in the thin document. The proposals in respect of the alterations of clause 16. Honourable Member?
Document, but just on page 3 of the thin document, I don't think we've captured quite correctly what we intended is, by the words, in the prescribed manner. And that's the bottom, old paragraph 18, new paragraph 16. As it reads there, the prescribed manner will relate to the person delivering the document, which clearly we're not prescribing how they deliver the document. What we intended was that the way that the police deal with the matter, according to the Honourable von Bates, include those words to the end of the sentence. Such record to a member of the South African Police Service or agency who must deal with that record in the prescribed manner.
Honourable members? That's in my agreement. If I can just draw the honourable members' attention then to page 89 of your thick document. Sorry, page 90 of your thick document. I remind you that subclause M for mother has been inserted by agreement. That is the regulation that will apply then to clause 16. Prescribed manner that the minister has to make a regulation that will determine how the document will be handled once it is handed in. That's already by agreement. I'm merely drawing your attention to it. Then the clause 16 then that is amended in your thin document, then it's just one of the proposals that need to be considered in terms of clause 16. The agreement is that on page 3 of your thin document, in the prescribed manner is going to be considered back of that is one of the many proposals. Here's another proposal on page 4 of your thin document, and a further one on page 2. I know the Honourable Lawrence's one is the one that is contained presently on page 44 of the original thick document. Can you just dispose of that quickly while we're there? On page 44 of your thick document, that relates to page 3 of your thin document. Honourable Lawrence, I take it now that 16 on page 44 is going to be adjusted. And if I might ask the Honourable Smuts and the Honourable Number C, you have a different proposal.
Yeah, I'll signify approval of the clause. You know our fundamental opposition.
So the original document on page 24, you can also just adjust that to include that in the prescribed manner, taking note that there is no agreement on the other parties that is the clause that they are going to agree to. They still have their own proposals in the thin document. On the thin document then, honourable members, are there other issues contained correctly? Yes,
more or less, yes. There are additional issues from our commission which have not been captured, and they relate to the conversation we had next door in the 10 minutes when I made the presentation. So those issues, I think, will I hope they will be addressed or an answer given at one point or the other.
Yes, Honourable Member. I think as we go through the bulb, you will get, where it's necessary, where these things have not been discussed, you will get an indication of what the view of the ANC is on your document. Honourable Members, where are we now? got to remember something here. I think the situation is simple. We have had sufficient time. Let me just check before I go further. Is this your presentation? Voices? Do you have anything else that you need to carry over to?
Chairperson, the only other issue would then be the clause dealing with the court, but that included in the working documents there.
Now let's take us through that. Let's just finalise that.
Thank you, Chairperson. I'm referring to the working document, the thick document, and from there we have omitted the old clause 46, page 83, 84, and it starts actually on 85. So we just back it with the old one, and on page 85 we refer to the new proposal or draft, and it indicates we've looked at subclause 1 and subclause 2. In subclause 1 we say in any proceedings where, and that's on page 85 of the working document, in any proceedings where an official or a functionary of the organ of state intends to file a record that contains classified information, that official or functionary must alert court officials and the court of the classification of the information and request court officials to protect the record or parts of the record that contain classified information from disclosure or publication pending a court determination on the proper handling of such information during the course of the legal proceedings. And then the old one becomes two. Classified information, that is, and then we took out the word state before court and said files in a manner contemplated in subsection 1 may not be disclosed to persons not authorized to receive such information unless the court in the interest of justice and upon considering issues of national security orders full or limited disclosure with or without condition. And we took out the word national interest security of the Republic as referred in section 11 and any other law. Going across on page 86, there's just the change of the numbers because of the insertion that we've done. So old subclause 2 becomes subclause 3, and old subclause 3 becomes new subclause 4. And then the deletion of the old subclause 4 on the bottom, in the middle of page 86, that's in bold and in brackets. And then subclause 5. If it appears to a court that it would, in any hearing held in relation to the determination referred in subsection 2, be in the interest of national security or in the interest of justice, that such hearing be held in camera, or that the submission referred in subsection 4 be not publicly disclosed, the court may direct that the hearing must be held in camera and that any person not authorized to receive such information may not be present at such hearing. Chairperson, then this is again change of numbering of the paragraphs of the subclauses. Also on page 87, old subclause 6 becomes subclause 7, old 7 becomes 8, old 8 becomes 9, and then the deletion of the existing subclause 9, and then the existing 11, 10 becomes 11, and then the deletion of subclause 11 on page 88. Thank you, Jason.
First two typos, sir, in your sub 3, at the very end, you've lost the word is, which were included but is not limited to. Page 86, page 86. Sub 3 is the sub. Court must issue directions to the proper protection of such information during important legal proceedings, which may include but is not limited to. In sub 5, lower down this page, you are surely misreferring. If it appears to a court that it would in any hearing held in relation to the determination referred to in subsection 4, do you not mean 4? Do you not mean 4? On A hearing, where?
Because of the changing of the numbers. If we look at the old one, page 83. And we look at, if I may, just the separate particular lesson. Five was the old four. Page 84 of that document is referred to as four.
First of all, do you follow the explanation here? Two is dealing with... Yeah, but it's just dealing with the classification and safekeeping of the documents. That's what two is dealing with. Make sure your documents are safe, make sure the officials look after them. But five is now saying, but you can also have the court in camera if these things apply. It's a separate issue behind closed doors.
Then why the word in interior in the first place?
In any hearing relating to the whole question of whether how the documents are going to be dealt with, especially the whole safekeeping of the documents, unless you're proposing something, I mean, I'm not...
file the record, you let the Chief Justice, you let the Judge President know
be at that stage might want to call for representation.
Of measures to confine discussion to those specifically authorized to receive, and it should not say state information about the classified information. The word state should be.
Honourable members, then on clause 3, there are changes as we stand, as voice of the one line, line four, and then to remove state in bracket C and replace it with classified. Let's first finish clause 4, then we... So clause 4 is fine. And honorable members is clause 4, fine. And clause 4 is saying that you must get a fifth, the court must first deliver it. That's fine. Then the old clause 4 is deleted. Then we go to clause 5. And the honorable response is problem here. I think all that 4 is trying to say is to bring in a new concept here that of holding the proceedings behind closed doors and leaving the discretion with the court, taking into account national security and weighing it up against the interests of justice. So that's the principle I think that 5 is trying to capture. Now, if the words need to be adjusted, I don't think it specifically means any particular clause or any particular proceeding. It's a general clause.
If it's a general, then the reference to substitution 2 becomes problematic. It should be raised by the Honourable Chief Swart that clause 5 refers to in any hearing held. Then it goes on to refer to subsection 2. So the question they are asking is, well, where is the hearing? There's no reference to a hearing in subsection 2. And well, I don't know. There's a hearing referred to in the old deleted 4. And if you say, Chairperson, that this is general, then maybe the reference to subsection 2 could be removed.
Is it not in a hearing in terms of this act? What it's making is that the hearing refers to the submission that has been made.
Right. That's justifiable because you're bringing in justifiable though. Hear from them why they justify. And it is arguably justifiable to let them justify behind closed doors before you decide, before you exercise your
security or in the interest of justice, that such hearings held in camera
Chairperson, if I may, the old clause form on page 82, the clause 5, they refer to clause 5 in the old section. So that's on page 84. If one considered 84, and it was then also then taken into account with the proposal that was made. Unless supporting the interest of justice, that's in the new clause 2, in the interest of justice and upon considering issues of national security, those were the issues that would be considered by the court. Chairperson, just to assist the committee, because we've removed them completely the old clause 4, so that's not the reference to the old clause 4 is no longer applicable.
In your case, you said the way it's captured here is correct.
No, Chairperson, all I'm saying is that some of the members refer to the clause as replacing the old clause 4. It's not. The old clause 4 was removed completely. This was a new proposal that was discussed on Friday. And that is why it's drafted in this way. That was that on that two on that document that's what the two proposals on.
Okay, but the solution to the concern the raised now. And taking into account what Honourable Longus has just said and Honourable Swartz.
Chairperson, to make it clear that we just have to then capture this to make clear that the person when you read the section that it's completely sure and clear that that's what we're saying is that the way the court then would consider in a hearing, then refer to the specific section that we're referring to, or subsection. So that would be fine.
Okay, is that what you said, Honourable Mundus?
I stand by what Steve Swart and I have proposed, Chair, and I believe it should read as follows. If it appears to a court that it would come up in any hearing held, in terms of this section, the words in relation to its determination referred to in substitution 2 can be removed, be in the interest of national security or in the interest of justice, such hearing be held in camera, or that the submission referred to in substitution 4 will publicly disclose it, and then the rest of the will remain the same. Then there's no confusion.
Ms. Boyce, will you capture the amendment that the Honourable Wanders is proposing in terms of subclause 5? Can we go to subclause 6 then, Honourable Wanders? Take written submissions.
Sir, I suggest we drop the word not.
Should do is to ensure that the decision taken in the subject prior to this board entry this firm information in terms of subsection 2. And again, there the word state should be removed and replaced by classified. So, in other words, what I'm saying, Chairperson, subsection 2 says classified information that is filed in the manner contained in subsection 1 may not be disclosed. To receive such information, unless courts, in the interest of justice and upon considering issues of national security, orders full or limited disclosure with or without permission. That's pretty clear.
But in 6 it says you may not disclose.
It may not disclose in classified prior to this order to disclose in terms of subsection. Prior. I don't have to. Okay. So what subsection says, Chair, prior to the court's determination in subsection 2, it cannot dish out the classified. That's all it is. And so, as it's set up there, it's fine, provided that the word state is removed and replaced by the word classified, and subsection 1 is removed.
Some information which even though required in the legal proceeding, may not be declassified if the Director General of the agency, in consultation with the relevant minister, deems that it is strictly necessary to maintain the classification. Now, the judge has seen the information. It's before him. Can the judge use that in his decision? Probably, and this is where I need to be advised, probably not. He cannot base a decision on a piece of information which is classified. Can you convict someone on the basis of classified information? Can you use as a defense to not convict someone information and classified information? And this is where I got the difficulty. And in any case, as I submitted in my amendment, there must be a qualification that under no condition information which can prove a person innocent can remain classified. One cannot be convicted if there is classified information which proves somebody is innocent.
I think your proposition, the last one, is not correct. It's not correct that the information has to be declassified in order to prove a person's innocent. You know, classified information can also be used to prove a person's innocent. So I don't think that proposition is sound. Not just on that point.
You see, in order for that information to be used, it's to be used by the counsel representing the accused and by the accused himself. It is not sufficient for the judge to take cognizance if that information cannot be used by the defense counsel to examine, cross-examine, make an argument on it. And the fact that the judge saw it by itself is not sufficient. Otherwise, brought all the documents to a judge and let him decide without a trial.
Now, I don't think your proposition changes, even with your explanation, because you're trying to give examples, something which you were very much against in the early stages of this proceedings. You recall you said examples were not useful, but be that as it may, Honourable Member, I don't think that we need to rewrite for the court how the criminal justice system works, how they will deal with these documents. If there's a document somewhere that is going to prove the innocence of somebody, I don't see that it needs to be declassified in order to achieve that. The clause, subclause 7, Honourable, doesn't seem to be saying it is one of those gratis clauses. You can get a free declassification process if you just hold on. Otherwise, it will go to court and court will deal with it in terms of the other procedures. So I don't see it's taking anything away. It's actually giving consideration or asking the DG and the agency and those authorities consider declassifying the document so that the court can proceed. But it still leaves the court's power there to deal with the document as in the earlier. So can we proceed, Honourable Members, unless you find difficulty with 7? Let's hear it. Honourable Members, can we go on to 8?
Later on in 7, we refer again to the classification.
find themselves in another place, they start to take on a different shape. They start to mean something different to you. So I would caution against at this stage moving close to it for fear that it might create a whole new controversy. Can we go on to 8? 8 is fine, honorable members, unless you say it's not fine. 9. No, I say 8 is fine unless there's somebody that says it's not fine. 9 is fine. So, honourable members, it's for a period not exceeding 5 years, or option of 5. Can you get a fine for doing something as serious as this, honourable members? I think, honourable members, if we start stipulating, then we're going to have to find it out. I'm sure the courts will understand.
adhere to things to a heavier amount because of inflation. They don't set the amount because it gets done. Otherwise, they'll continue to have to amend the legislation. That's why you have a fine or 5 years or both. And in 47, we say any person who unlawfully discloses classified information in contravention of this act can be top secret in 5 years or a fine or both. So that's why we would suggest that.
I expect no advisor will take note. 5 years or the fine, supplements fines accordingly to be amended to the. No, the court will decide whether. Mitigation. So, paragraph subclause 9, B, B, they are deleted. And then, I take it this is an area, this 11 is a 10. Is that correct? At the bottom of page 87? It's a 10. So there's nothing wrong with 10 on the burners. Do you find some? Governor Rollins wants to say something.
Just the word that before the word national security. The last line. To as great an extent as possible, without risking or compromising national security. Take out the word that.
Go to the next page, honourable members, page 88. There seems to be nothing wrong there because that thing is deleted by agreement. Honourable members, that leaves us then with. Subsection 6, which I think we have not agreed on. Honorable Mania and Smuts wanted to be not to be removed. Are we still doing that? Not to be removed?
No,
you say you have voted. You may be have voted. So, honourable members, we are now finished with this clause 11. I would propose that you go back to page 1 of your document. I think I gave notice on Friday that we have now come to the process we need to go through the document, and we need to get ourselves a clean document as soon as possible. So we're going to start at the beginning of the bill, and we're going to go through the bill. Remember, we have our agreements, and we have our loose document, in which we have some of the disagreements, and we'll see how far we get. The first page, is there anything on that first page apart from the date and the working document 24? Page 2, that's your preamble that you agreed to the other day, and all those things were added. The old one is on page 2 in brackets, and the new one starts on page 3. Unless this is from the new page that you had agreed upon, I shall record agreed to. Yes.
On page 3 of the new FAT document, I'm convinced, and my constitution says, that we talk about the right of access to any information. And if you agree, it would follow that in the second item on page 3 and in the third item on page 3, the word of should take the place of the word to before accent. And in addition, at the very top, surely we want to say recognizing that the national security. At the very top of page 3. Or that is inserted. I'm not allergic to the national security, you know. Recognizing that national security is subject to. Second item, mindful of the right of access.
Okay, one at a time. Recognizing that or?
Recognizing that. Mindful of the right of access to any information. Remove two.
Are you happy with this all?
That's what the Constitution says.
The Constitution might. So there, and then?
Seven, three. Acknowledging that the right of access to any information.
Exclusive competence of the provincial legislature. fall into that area, we're still left with the classification problem. And when we discussed this issue at the beginning of the process, the test we utilized correctly was that could the province adopt any of these legislations? And at that point, the answer was no. And therefore, the tagging was at 75. If now we are dealing with things in which the province could have legislated, the tagging changes.
What is the area that the province can legislate?
Province are exclusive. If you can find a way to take it out, you might say it.
Some of the members, can we read that particular thing, and can you put it down in your list books, that we will come back to that later on tonight?
South Africa. That's the way it works in the public. I mean, what is this? We really would like to know when it happened.
I'm asked for the deletion. Yeah, look at my document. Have you got more confessions on the member, please?
Yes.
Come
out of the nurse.
mobile activity. The I could, and I've discussed it, but a foreign or hostile intelligence operation should be a foreign and hostile intelligence operation. Otherwise, any intelligence operation which is not hostile is per se a hostile activity, which surely is not meant. Intelligence operation is gathering intelligence. So it's laughable. Well, no, I mean, each and every embassy in South Africa, foreign embassy conducts intelligence operations. They run newspapers and send intelligence reports. That's all intelligence. It's not intelligence assessment. They get primary information. They create secondary information. That's what people do. They get public information and they interpret it. They make an intelligence assessment and they are intelligence operations. Is not information gathering. There is most of the information gathering is just collection from non-classified documents, interview. So having a foreign or hostile intelligence operation means that any foreign intelligence operation is hostile. Well, I mean, it sounds to me it's a little paranoid, for lack of a better word.
The definition comes exactly out of fire.
But that's what we wanted.
And I think that is exactly the same word as fire, but I would suggest you see that the word state must come out. That does not fit you in.
That's all
right. Not in my problem.
I think that the
last paragraph, I understand what Dr. Hussein is saying, but the wording comes directly out of fire. A foreign or hostile intelligence operation.
Okay, honorable members, this is the honorable members. In subparagraph C of this definition of hostile activity, the word state is to be deleted. And the honorable members seem to be able to note that this clause was partly, when it was inserted, this amended form, was partly due to a very strong motivation that you had put up at
the time.
So we are merely trying to comply with your very strong, if I look at your document now, I see all respect. The definition of hostile activity has been agreed to based on your very kind. So can we go on, honorable members?
Yes. Sorry, I'm just looking at the head of organized state. Now, we do have to seriously look at both that and organized state, because we have now done the substantive work in the bill itself, but we never came back to the definition. Now, we need to ask ourselves, is this what we want? And I ask it as a question. But what are the municipalities doing here? We have now a situation where only the Chapter 11 institutions will classify, unless somebody opts in, which is a perfectly justifiable compromise to have made to those who have other ideas, and those who opt in, who have to do so on the basis of national security. Now, is it imaginable that a municipality will wish to classify? That's the first question. A province in the case of the Western Cape has no interest whatsoever in classification. This definition of a head of organ of state seems to leave out the provinces anyway. Now, thirdly, because you have retained in a residual, but you have retained a valuable information function in this bill against our wishes, but there it is, and some concomitant work by the agency. Presumably you also have to consider those duties for both organs and the head of organs, right? And if memory serves, in section 8, your heads of department have to do their own. The head of each organ of state must establish policies, directives, categories for both classifying and for the other things. Loss, destruction, all things. So you need to ask yourself, because you have a residual valuable information role, but you have a much narrower definition of all. Who are the organisms that you really want? Which are the organisms that you really want? Is organisms that even the right way to define it? Because organisms that are one thing, other things, and two things. Don't you actually want executive organisms? So the first question, what are the municipalities doing here? In this case, why no particular provinces? I think this should all be about government departments. So, and you've got the key points in here, which for classification purposes, I can see the case, whether that law is too wide is a different question. CEO, do you really want CEO?
You want them to take B off. To take B off.
Time has come to an end. It's poison. If B with this bull, is there any harm in keeping it like this? Or is given that one day the municipalities might.
Have they been doing public records?
But I'm not aware that under the method, the agency has been doing the monitoring, inspection, and general public record keeping function beyond, and I would think national government department. So, are you really wanting to deploy them into the provinces? I mean, it's against our wishes that you pretend about your public information in some guide. So the question is to you. Do you want the agency to do this function at the national level, the executive level, the provincial? Surely. Have you got enough NIA and SAS people to send to all of the, how many municipalities? 153? I don't think that's what our intelligence people ought to be doing, and they ought to be keeping us safe. I don't think they should be checking up people's records. And so the question is, it's a scope question to you. I mean, you want this thing. Do you want it national, provincial, municipal? And don't forget, once you get to the definition of organist, it has added on to 239 Constitution. It has added in the entire public entity section of the PMFA and the MFMA. So it's not just the Malchow Nursing Council and the Shark Board anymore. It's also all of the municipal entities that receive any kind of funding or function under a provincial law. So we're now way beyond 1001. But so, I mean, do you really have intelligent personnel to monitor and inspect?
Covers provincial too. I think the answer is all of state.
honourable members. Head of organ of state. It was a simple definition. I don't see why it should change. Nobody had a problem with it in the past. The fact that organs of state are now going to be limited, I don't think we had a problem with the head of organ of state.
Quite late in the day, we thrashed out the matter of Clause 3 application. Throughout, we have left the definition section until we have done the substantive thing. Quite right. We are now at the point where we have concluded the application clause and other things. Now we're going through the definition. That's why we wrote it down. There was never before a particular occasion to write down. CEO's point was on classification that that should be delegated to the application at the senior level. We weren't looking at the definition. That's all. I mean, we didn't take the thing first, but you want this to go and get it. We don't want it. About that information means any information contained on them in the beginning and then the rest of the words. Agreed to. Is there anything else information prepared with it? No problems on that one. Those of you that watched the movie on MNF on Sunday would have heard talk about information peddling. Thank you.
One of the members, can we go? I'm going to page 13. Everything on page 12 is beginning to. I've got something better than coffee, honorable member. The honorable members are going to go for dinner at 5. The honourable members will go for dinner at 5, and then they will come back at 6. Yes. So, you've got 5 more minutes in order to. Let's go to page 13. Deleted. Everything on page 13 is deleted. Page 14 is deleted. Page 15, top of page 13. Intelligence means the process, with the help of the Honourable Stubborn, process of gathering, agreed to. You disagree, Honourable Member?
No, I'm not disagreeing. I'm making a further suggestion. I mean, and I'm going back to intelligence operation. We got intelligence agreed here, which is fine. Should we not then define an intelligence operation?
What you're asking, honourable member, to describe an operation. Just think about what you are asking. You're asking to describe or define an operation, an intelligence operation. Are you suggesting now that I go ask the intelligence community for their all the guidelines as to how they go about?
May I, Mr. Chairman? I've been following difficulty, and I've been working with this field more or less diligently as you may wish to see it now for a year. And as I see it here, I understand intelligence operations without the benefit of our colleagues here as a layman. I understand getting all sorts of public information and drawing conclusions out of public information, making a statement. One looks at the situation of South Africa, makes an assessment of crime, an assessment of the economy, and that's all intelligence work. Now, if that's what we are talking about as a hostile activity, and that's for what people go to jail for 15 years, then we need to tell the judge that, because I would have not thought that that's what we are criminalizing. I thought that that was fine to do. Now, you seem to have a different reading. You may get the chance to do these things the way I do. And they will not see the gathering of public information to make an assessment of situations as an intelligence operation.
Honorable Van Beek. Objection to the process, the definition of intelligence, and we proceed. Legitimate interest, elected minister is taken from the Oversight Act. There can be no problem with that. Miss guidelines means just the way it appears on the miss cover. National Archives taken from the Archives Act, agreed to. National intelligence structures. Page 16, honourable members, deleted national security, inserted new definition of national security.
same security matter as it relates to Section 43.
Yeah.